All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Arizona Cardinals have introduced Cliff Kingsbury to be their new head coach. Kingsbury briefly played in the NFL from 2003 to 2005, and he won a Super Bowl title as a member of the New England Patriots. Now, Kingsbury spent the last 6 years as the head football coach at Texas Tech, where he was able to assemble a record of 35-40 while only finishing with 2 winning seasons. Now, Kingsbury's calling card at Texas Tech was the fact that he worked with the likes of quarterbacks Baker Mayfield, Patrick Mahomes, and Davis Webb, just to name a few. And then, of course, during his time as an assistant coach with the University of Houston, he was also working with current Denver Broncos starting quarterback Case Keenum. Now, Kingsbury will be tasked in helping the development of Josh Rosen. Rosen was the Cardinals' first round pick last year, and he showed some flashes in his rookie season, and now it is time for him to take his game to the next level, and the Cardinals front office feels that Kingsbury's the guy to help him do that. But this is where I differ on agreement with the Arizona Cardinals front office, from the standpoint that if you wanted to bring Cliff Kingsbury into the fold, you make him an offensive coordinator or you make him a quarterback's coach. Because if you look at Kingsbury's time with Texas Tech, I saw this team give up 82 points once. And on top of that, I saw this Texas Tech squad under Kingsbury score 50 points on four occasions and actually lose a game. So, you know, defense is not his specialty. And generally, Texas Tech was near the bottom of college football, of the Division I schools, as far as defense went. And now you're asking a guy who's never been a coach in the NFL. Of course, he played in the NFL briefly, but you're asking a guy who has never been a coach in the NFL to come up here and get it done as a head coach after he was a mediocre college coach. I look at it like this. I've seen college coaches make the jump to the pros, but generally you're talking about guys who dominated, a la Nick Saban, even though it did work out for him. Jimmy Johnson, Butch Davis, Dennis Erickson, guys like that. This right here has the makings of another Chip Kelly or Bobby Petrino coming to the NFL. You look at the Cardinals front office. To me, I think they made a big mistake in firing Steve Wilks, just for the simple fact that if you get rid of a guy after just 1 year, he really doesn't have the opportunity, you know, to really get his program going with that team. And I think that is not, you know, he got a raw deal, the bottom line. But you look at it, the Cardinals hired Kingsbury because they're trying to get the next Sean McVay. And we've seen what Sean McVay has been able to do with the Los Angeles Rams. And on top of that, they've sat back and seen what Mayfield and Mahomes are currently doing in the NFL. But the bottom line is, this to me reeks of somebody trying to buy into a stock after that stock has peaked. And for every Sean McVay, there are young hires as far as head coaches go. Easily 10 or 15 of them don't work out. And I see this being the case right here. Kingsbury was a mediocre college coach at best, and he could not get it done at his alma mater, and his alma mater showed him the door. I don't see it getting better for him in the NFL. I don't see it getting better for this Arizona Cardinals team. And if you are an opponent of the Arizona Cardinals, especially the NFC West teams that are going to face them two times next season, you are definitely licking your chops, because Cliff Kingsbury doesn't know the first thing about defensive football, and it is going to show up very quickly in the NFL. So if you're a big fantasy buff, you might want to keep the Arizona Cardinals offense on your fantasy team. But at the same token, if you, whoever you have for your starting defense, you definitely want to, and they're facing the Cardinals, you definitely want to go out there and plug them into your fantasy squad for 2019. Folks want to see scoring. There's going to be plenty of it with the Cardinals, but not the type that they are going to like. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.